the HADA board meeting for Wednesday, January 9th. At this point, I'm going to call the meeting to order, and I'd ask Corinne to do a roll call for the board members.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I didn't get the revised agenda.
You should be. I gave you a package, a complete package.
Okay.
Because you didn't have one delivered to
us. I see. Okay.
It was fresh.
Sorry.
Good?
Okay.
Corinne, would you do the roll call of the board members, please?
Ms. Sandy.
Here.
Deputy Commissioner Samarowski.
Here.
Mr. Koenig.
Here.
Mr. Carl.
Here.
Mr. Fogel.
Here.
Commissioner Anderson.
Here.
Mr. Bruce.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Would you continue with staff and public, please?
Okay. As I point to you, please state your name, your organization, and your job within the organization.
John Springsteen, Executive Director, ADA.
Back row.
Sherry Severson, Executive Assistant.
Brenda Applegate, Chief Financial Officer.
Terrence Eno, IT Manager, ADA.
Linda Sent, HR Director, ADA.
Uday Ellsworth, Controller, ADA.
Alex Johnson, Alaska Program Manager for the National Parks Conservation Association.
Jeff San Juan, Infrastructure Development, Senior Finance Officer.
I'm Mark Davis, I'm in charge of infrastructure.
Chris Anderson, Director of Commercial Finance, ADA.
Leona Hackland, Loan Officer, ADA.
Al Weissner, Chief Investment Officer, ADA. Excuse me.
Jerry Juday, Assistant AG, Alaska Department of Law.
Rich Wooten, Project Manager, ADA.
Michelle Hope, Chief Procurement Officer, ADA and AEA.
Karsten Radvik, External Affairs Officer, ADA.
Donna Lindley, Architect.
Corinne Kempinen, Administrative Assistant, ADA. Do we have any public on the phone?
Yes. Okay. My name is Molly Dishka. I'm from United Tribes of Bristol Bay, and I'm on the phone.
What's your last name, Molly?
Dishner, D-I-S-C-H-N-E-R.
All right, thank you. Anybody else on the phone?
Thank you, Corinne. And I always start off by saying, hi, Jerry.
Hey, I was going to say the same thing. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
I'm glad you made the cut, buddy.
So far.
And I actually mean that, because what's interesting about it.
Jerry keeps us out of trouble. Yeah. Good guy. All right. Item number four is a general approval. I'll look for a motion for that, please.
So moved.
Second.
Any objections? Any additions, deletions, corrections? Hearing none, it is adopted. Next up is item number five, public comments. I will remind the public, please limit your comments to 3 minutes. We'd like to make sure we hear your full name and association affiliation if you have any. I will start online. Is there anybody online wishing to make a public comment today? Anybody online? One online? Anybody in the boardroom? Please. Please step forward, get your name, and again, affiliation. Right over there. That way we can get you on the microphone.
Great. As stated moments ago, my name is Alex Johnson, and I am the Alaska Program Manager for the National Parks Conservation Association. Our organization's mission is to protect and enhance the national parks and other park units across the nation, including in Alaska. We have a three-person office based in Anchorage, but we work to serve all of the park units, all 16 units across the state. I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be here today, and I've learned a lot in the AEA meeting, as well as I hope in the ADA meeting as well, and just wanted to state our organization's specific interest in the Ambler Access Road. So, and for us, of course, that would be in potential impacts, positive and negative, to the national parks in the Ambler area, as well as Pebble, the Pebble Mine proposal. I know there's no ongoing decision-making, at least at this meeting, regarding Pebble Mine, but we're also very interested in that analysis. So specifically, we're interested in the analyses currently underway, the BLM EIS and the National Park Service EEA for the Ambler Road, as well as the Army Corps of Engineer EIS for the Pebble Mine project. So thank you so much for this opportunity to speak, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, Alex. Alex, I want to make sure that you know who the people to visit with within the AIDA organization. Have you got that?
No.
So John, would you get his, or someone get his information?
Yeah, certainly. If you provide your information, then we'll provide your time.
All right. Anybody else in the boardroom? All right. I'll close public comments at this time. That brings us up to item number 6, new business. We have item number A, resolution G19-02, IT capital resolution with various IT improvements / replacements. Let's go ahead and get that on the table. I'll look for a motion to put it on the table.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
All right, for discussion, John.
Thank you, Chair. Item 6A, resolution number G19-02, IT capital resolution, is a request for capital funds for IT improvements and replacements. The AIDA board had previously instructed AIDA staff to provide a multi-year IT capital request rather than making a request each year. This request is for a not-to-exceed amount of $329,600 to be deployed over the next 2 to 3 years, and includes replacement of the phone system that was purchased in 2004 and upgraded in 2010, outfitting meeting room space that is currently under construction, installing a battery-operated intercom system for emergency response, and replacing and elevating a backup uninterruptible power supply battery bank. As background, within the limitations set in statute, the AIDA board decides how AIDA deploys its capital for loans and projects, including this request. Staff recommends approval of the resolution. Staff, including our IT group, is available to answer questions on the request.
So just a point of a clarification, this is the same phone system that the Energy Authority uses, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it's actually a shared system within this building. Okay. All right. Questions from the board?
No. Oh, I was just curious. These are capital dollars that you're requesting, and I'm not
sure. It comes out of our revolving fund.
It does, okay.
Yeah, it comes out of internal funds.
Okay.
AIDA funds, yeah.
Yeah, yes, Commissioner. And those are controlled by the board.
Yeah. Okay.
Howard?
And when would this all be completed by? This is a three-year project, so you're looking at phasing this in over 3 years, is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Croft, over the next 2 to 3 years, instituted in different phases.
Isn't some part of this system on the floor and it was flooded?
Yes, Chair. During the recent earthquake, the uninterruptible power supply system did experience some flooding damage.
Okay. We're going to get into building issues, too.
Yes, Chair.
Some fixes we have to do for life and safety. Yeah. So, okay. Okay, any more questions before I call for a motion for the vote?
One more question.
Go ahead.
Through the chair. Were these capital requests, was this done prior to this last year's board, and what was the conversation surrounding that? If you could give us some historical context from the two board members that on the previous board.
For this?
Yes.
I don't think it was last year, was it?
Let's see. Through the chair, I believe it's about a couple of years since we've had a capital request for IT. It was at that time that since it was an annual request for an expenditure, that the board looked at staff and said, why don't you go ahead and make a multi-year request so we can deal with this once and then move on. We have other business to attend to.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Again, what's the life expectancy of a lot? When would you need another capital request, I guess, is my question, for future IT software, hardware?
Yeah, through the chair to Mr. Fogle, the next capital request we would anticipate in another 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
Further questions? Greg?
So I didn't quite understand where you said the funding would come from. It's internal aid of funds, so that's not subject to review by the OMB or the state in any way. Can you explain how that funding works again for the new guys here?
Oh, yeah, certainly. Well, let's see. In terms of our the capital budget, is at the discretion of the board, which is separate and apart from our operating budget. And our operating budget is subject to the Executive Budget Act. And we'll actually talk about this in the next resolution. This is from Ada's revolving fund, and it's an authorization to make a capital expenditure from that fund.
Okay, so to answer my question, then, this board is the final arbiter of whether this is approved, right?
Yes, Commissioner.
Okay. Thank you.
Any further questions?
Did we put this out to bid, or did we just take the single bidder?
And this is an authorization for expenditure, and with the authorization, we'll go out for competitive bid.
Okay. Okay, Corinne, for the question, would you poll the board?
Okay. Ms. Sandy.
Either a yes or a no.
I'm sorry, can you guys can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. This is we're voting on the resolution for the authorization.
Yep. Yeah, my vote was yes. I'm sorry if you couldn't hear me.
Okay.
Deputy Commissioner Samarowski.
Yes.
Mr. Kendick.
Yes.
Mr. Carl.
Yes.
Mr. Fogle.
Yes.
Commissioner Anderson.
Yes.
Mr. Bruce.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next, under on new business, number B, resolution G19-04 FY20 operating budget submission ratification. John?
Item 6B, resolution number G19-04 FY20 operating budget submission ratification, is a request for the board to ratify ADA's FY20 operating budget. The submission was included in the governor's operating budget and submitted to the Alaska State Legislature. The operating budget was approved by the ADA Board Audit and Budget Subcommittee prior to submittal to the governor's office. ADA's operating budget is subject to the Executive Budget Act and to legislative approval. Although the funds for ADA's operating budget are from ADA's earned funds.
Doesn't come from the general fund.
Yeah, certainly. This does not come
it's
from
our own
the general
internal funds.
Yeah. However, please note that approximately $5.9 million of ADA's operating budget is projected to be reimbursed by the Alaska Energy Authority since ADA covers the upfront costs of personnel working on behalf of AEA. So in this interesting arrangement, ADA pays upfront to cover the costs of AEA personnel and is reimbursed by appropriations from the general fund to AEA authorized by the legislature. We believe the FY20 operating budget submission will allow ADA to continue to support its mission of financing commerce and industry for economic development in the state of Alaska. Staff recommends approval of the resolution and is available to answer questions.
Thank you, John. Questions? So this is kind of your first look at the budget.
Yeah.
It's obviously a working document that goes through commerce. And now I guess maybe go check the OMB. I'm not sure how they got the ADA with the new administrative order. I'm not quite sure how that. Do we go directly to the OMB director now, or do we go through Congress?
Well, in terms of in terms of our reporting structure, I think of it as we have 735,000 shareholders, our Alaska population,
yeah.
And then we have the governor and the legislature that are shareholder representatives, and then we have our ADA board that staff reports to the ADA board.
Remember, we're a corporation, separate. From the state, so we're C corp, I guess is a.
We're just a public corporation, yeah. Under the state of Alaska.
Yeah.
In terms of ADA staff's reporting responsibility, it's to our 7-member board, and our 7-member board votes on the business of the authority. But then our 7-member board is selected by the governor.
Okay.
Okay. But we are administratively aligned through Commerce. So in terms of the link between ADA and the governor's office, it is through Commerce. And that's how, you know, information is generally, you know, channeled and administered. But approval authority rests with the seven-member board.
All right. Julie?
If I just add one thing, that the, my understanding, of course, I've been on the job less than 2 months, but it's my understanding that this process, the budget process, is at the discretion of the board, but the allocation on the $5.5 million general fund from AEA does come through the Commerce budget, correct. Just to clarify that.
That's correct. Yes. Using general fund?
Typically, from what I get from my history of being on the board, is that it's really a collaborative effort through Commerce and OMB to come up with the budget that the governor submits to the legislature. It's not a rogue nation, so coming up some numbers, and it's all a coordinated effort, and then the ADA staff is available to with Commerce and OMB to defend or talk about the budget through the legislative process.
If I can add to that. So I think everyone is aware that we're going through some significant budget challenges. So with the approval of this by the board, that doesn't mean it's not subject to further change, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. We have the legislature, which will need to approve.
Yes. Yeah.
We are subject to the Executive Budget Act, which means the legislature has their say.
But I mean, even before it gets to the legislature.
Oh, certainly.
And then the governor has the final say after the budget
right.
is passed.
Right.
So everybody gets a cut in it.
Yeah, right.
we're kind of in the background watching what's happening.
Pass.
Yeah.
He's got the red ink.
Yeah.
The governor's got the red ink. He can do it.
Well, here's what you get to deal with.
Yeah.
Greg, you have a question?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if it's to John or to Julie, but we've all been going through the excruciating process of having our budgets reviewed by OMB, and, you know, it's fun. So will OMB, are they going to review this when they review the Commerce budget? Is that part of the whole review shopping process?
So my understanding, because I have been meeting with OMB, is that this they will review the separate of Commerce's budget, other than the allocation from general fund to AEA. Okay. So that's my understanding.
So there's still a colonoscopy to go on this.
Oh my goodness. You've been hanging around.
Can you say that? My God. I can't believe he said that.
So this resolution basically supports the budget that Commerce, OMB, and ADA has kind of worked out. It looks like it's really no different from years past. Is that correct?
Yes, Chair. And then to note, this is an authorization. This allows some room if we have extraordinary business during the course of the year to address that extraordinary business. And we've experienced that from time to time in terms of deal flow, peaking, things of that nature.
All right. Any further questions from the board? And then, Corinne, would you pull the board, please?
I need a motion for this.
I forgot to put it on the table. So I guess we'll entertain a motion to put the resolution G19-04 up for vote.
So
motion
to
approve. Moved and seconded?
There we go.
Okay. Albert seconded.
Bill, put it on the
table. So I guess we can do it now, Corinne.
Okay. Ms. Sandy.
Yes.
Deputy Commissioner Samorski.
Yes.
Mr. Koenig.
Yes.
Mr. Carl.
Yes.
Mr. Fogel.
Yes.
Commissioner Anderson.
Yes.
Mr. Bruce.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Brings us to item C, resolution G19-03 relating to office building earthquake related repairs and capital work. Let's go ahead and put that on the table first.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, John.
Item 6C, resolution number G19-03, earthquake-related repair capital requests. There's a request to authorize funds for high-priority earthquake repairs to ADA's office building. This request is for a not-to-exceed amount of $100,000 and will cover repair of the building's west exterior wall and other repairs deemed high priority. Staff is assessing additional remaining damage, including the cost and time frame for repairs. It is anticipated that additional repairs will be needed in excess of this resolution, but the timing, amount, and scope are not yet known, and we continue to evaluate additional building damage that has resulted from the series of aftershocks. The office building is self-insured by the state of Alaska, and staff have been working with the state's Department of Risk Management regarding reimbursement for earthquake-related repairs.
Is that through FEMA or something like that?
It is through the state and the Office of Risk Management, and then the coordination between risk management and FEMA happens directly at that level. So we're a step down from that process.
So at the end of the day, if for some reason we don't get reimbursed by FEMA or any portion, it's coming out of our revolving fund?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just so Julie knows. She doesn't have to defend that. Fix our building. We're self-sufficient here.
Excellent. So staff recommends approval of the resolution and is available to answer questions.
All right. You want to talk a little bit about what you're seeing? The building is functionally obsolete, actually. We're banding it all the time, aren't we?
Yes, Chair. And it's long in terms of economic life. I think when I talk about the building, the bones had been pretty strong. The guts have been in peril, and the skin has its issues. So with the recent earthquake and the aftershocks, we've seen some impact to the bones of this old building.
So for future reference, you will probably see every other John coming to the board for additional dollars out of our own funds to continue to work towards making the building functional in these economic times. We do have the dollars to go get another building or do something different, but that perception is not good, I don't think, in the public's eyes today. So we're doing the best we can to make it safe for the employees here and for the public. Is that an accurate statement, John?
Yes, sir.
Bernie?
Is there a point of no return here where we're spending the good money after bad? I mean, is there some point if structurally we're having problems now and we're for sure there's going to be a big quake? I mean, we had a little 7, but we know that there's going to be a 9. It's just a matter of when. Because the plates are acting up right now, we know there's some real tension down there, and it's relieving some of the pressure now. But do we want to look at doing something better, or is this just a Band-Aid deal for another Band-Aid for another Band-Aid? I mean, there's got to be some point where we got to figure out if this is where we want to keep investing money.
Well, that's with the new administration. I think that's a question for downstream. But again, I trust John and his facilities people and the consultants he's using to make sure it's safe and functional. At some point in time, if you think that's different, we can have a work session on it, and you can kind of go through it. But that's my opinion as a sole board member.
Yeah, and through the chair to Mr. Carl, we take a look at what those expenditures are on an annual basis. We take a look at what an arm's length rent would look like. If we're renting space, but then we also keep tabs on what the commercial marketplace looks like. So there is a thought of the commercial market in Alaska improves. Potentially, this has a good value for sale in terms of this building, and then acquiring another space that's built to suit, that's in line with the what we can earn for the sale of this building. That was a previous thought that we continue to track.
We at the end of the day, there's quite a bit of benefits. At the present time, I don't believe AEA pays any rent. So that's a benefit, having the building. And so there's a lot that goes into this to on the functionality and the economics of the building. And kind of the earthquake's kind of brought it to the forefront again. And I would encourage you, based on Bernie's comments, which I agree with, that we keep our thumb on that and make sure that we're not throwing away good money on a bad deal. And if something comes up that you find structurally challenging, John, before we spend any more money, stop the action and let us know what's going on.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
Further questions to John on this? I will call for the question. Corinne?
Ms. Sandy?
Yes.
Mr. Samorski?
Yes.
Mr. Kedding?
Yes.
Mr. Carl?
Yes.
Mr. Vogel?
Yes.
Commissioner Anderson?
Yes.
Mr. Pruth?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Corinne. Brings us to item number 7, director's comments. John?
I just wanted to say welcome to our new board members, and Ms. Sandy, look forward to meeting you in person. I and the Ada staff, we look forward to working with you and shaping the ongoing direction of the authority. On that note, Ada's new board member orientation is currently scheduled for March 5th, 2019, and we have an Ada board strategic planning session scheduled for April 16th. I also have some Ada pins for our new board members.
Thank you.
So feel free to wear these at your discretion. And then for our existing board members, if you would like another pin.
Heck yeah.
I'd like to. I don't remember ever getting one. Right. To be honest with you. It shows you how I rated. I said something once, so probably.
There's a message behind that.
Huh?
Message behind that.
I know subliminally. I feel like...
And then Ms. Sandy will get yours to you. Also, in advance of the new board member orientation, this is the Ada primer that we provide to the legislature, just to let them know what the structure of Ada is currently. And Ms. Sandy will get this mailed down to you as well.
Okay, thank you. John, is it possible for me to ask a question just about the future meeting dates? I know you just said the orientation was on the 6th.
And certainly these are hold dates, so we can take this offline and then work on schedule. But these were tentative schedules. So we're happy to follow up with you on the dates. And then included in the board packet are the Ada Loan dashboard and reports and development project matrices for your review. And there's a variety of information that's provided on Ada's lending activities, Ada's owned assets, and how the projects are performing. All of this is part and parcel of the new board member orientation to walk you through all of the information that we provide from board meeting to board meeting. Let's see. And then in addition, there are the continuing education calendar. If there is a continuing education event that you'd like to attend, please contact Sherry Severson, executive assistant, and she handles communications with the board. And our next Ada board meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, March 6th at Ada's office.
So, John, the board has had a great benefit today. We didn't have to talk about this session about Mach 1. IEP. I mean, our Bernie, they're treating him so nice. Can you believe that?
I'm bummed out.
But it's coming. So the question I have about that is, at what point in time do we give our new board members under executive session or work sessions open to the public, an update on some of these projects?
Okay. Well, we can have there are portions that are required to be public when you have a board meeting, but then there are also topics that are subject to confidentiality that we can only hold in the executive session. So that can be called, by the chair. In terms of that type of meeting. The ongoing promise that staff has made to the board is a promise of no surprises. So if there's business to be voted on, that the board is up to speed in advance of the need to have a vote. If we had a pressing item for the March 6th board meeting, my expectation is that we would have all board members up to speed prior to the date of the board meeting if there was a vote anticipated on that date.
Okay. Thank you. Questions of John before we or board comments? That's what's up next. Well, again, we're bringing you in slowly.
And I did all my homework on Mach 1.
I know.
You'll get to use it. Don't worry.
You'll get to use it.
That homework will not be wasted.
That's right. Anyway, questions for John? No? All right. Well, board comments?
No, I'll just reiterate, I really enjoy the AEA board. I'm going to really enjoy the ADA board and working with all the folks at ADA. Thank you.
The board members, you've seen the financial statements, the balance sheets, the P&Ls of what ADA has. Are you guys all familiar with that? Yes. Fowler?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure, from the financial standpoint, you know where we're starting from. So, okay. Goal is to build a balance sheet, create jobs, opportunities, and give dividends back to the state. So that's our mission, financial responsibility. Julie, do you have any comments?
No, thank you all very much for helping me out and as I get oriented and helping the transition, but I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Bernie?
Speaking of dividends, have you heard any kickback or feedback on the dividend that we agreed to pay the state? Have you heard any unhappy people that have to do with that issue?
Yeah, through the chair, Mr. Carl, I did read a blog piece, talking about the dividend and what size dividend was provided. I think part of the discussion that's missed is that we have continued to be in a low interest rate environment. So the benefit for an Alaska borrower is they've had access to lower cost capital. But then some of the impact that follows through to ADA is it earns less interest when it's lending and financing projects. It's this kind of double-edged sword, right? As we're moving into an increasing interest rate environment, ADA will be earning more on its funds, but by the same token, the cost of capital for a borrower is going to go up.
I'd just like to say that I'm always impressed with the quality of work that ADA turns out. If I only have one comment to make, it's that I don't think we do a very good job of leveraging our money. Our rate of return is at best dismal. But I think we need to look at seeing how we can leverage our money a little better in the future. I mean, I realize we're super conservative, but son of a gun. I didn't say the word, son of a gun. We are really conservative. And I think in a shrinking market in Alaska, sometimes we need to be a little more progressive.
Well, I would just make a comment that there's the unfortunate perception is that not every opportunity is a home run. Some of them you don't even get the first base, you struck out in the batter's box. There's some pretty big projects that ADA was involved with and that happened with, especially with fish plant and whatnot. And every time something happens, they always bring back, well, if it wasn't a positive result that ADA invested in or loaned on, just like the fish plant. And so there's a balance act. So that's a perception, it's a policy. Sometimes it's pretty sensitive down to the ADA board, the legislature, and the administration. So we have to take that into account, and but I don't disagree. I think we can monetize our balance sheet a little bit more, provided that the opportunities are there that make sense. And I think that's a message that John has been working very hard on in the industry to get it out on the street. We're here to open for business. Some of the business that we would like to get involved with are pretty big bites at our apple. Which adds risk. If it doesn't go right, it really hurts the balance sheet. It may affect our bonding and our bond rating and the confidence from our investors. In addition to that, a lot of the opportunities have to go through the legislature. That puts the politics in the middle of it. So if you were a business person and you wanted to develop a natural resource or mine, and you went to ADA, and then you had to go through the legislative process, and you had to spend all this money and go forward, and then find, and you wouldn't know the ultimate result until after the legislative process. That's a challenge. There's some risk there, regardless of how good the project is, because politics plays funny in sometimes. So that's kind of the balancing act that ADA has. But again, I don't disagree with your concept, Bernie, that you know, we can leverage it a little bit better and smaller bites of the apple.
What's interesting is the fish plant's doing real good right now. It's just not a fish plant. So usually the second or third person does just fine.
Well, there was a pretty good fishing for souls. There was a nice little write-off in there. Yeah.
That's what he does. Just a different kind of fish.
Any further comments?
Yeah, I'll make a closing comment. So thank you for your comment, Bernie. I think one of the things we need to think about is ADA as a development organization and potentially financing projects which really aren't supposed to make a lot of money because they provide other benefits. You know, in creating infrastructure, we create jobs, we create opportunity for spin-offs, and that there's a difference between a commercially viable project and a development project. And commercially viable projects, in theory, ADA doesn't have to finance because they're commercially viable, and businesses will do those things. But where ADA needs to come in and build infrastructure, finance infrastructure, and we wouldn't expect to make so much money on those projects. So even low rates of return, as long as they're positive, I guess in some sense I wouldn't dismiss those out of pocket. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the next year or two. You know, I would certainly think we should be willing to consider those projects, you know, even if they don't have the higher rates of return that we might like to see. So I think there is kind of a trade-off there. And I do think we need to keep in mind that ADA is a development organization.
I believe, Greg, we do that. Correct me if I'm wrong. We do that now, don't we?
Yes, sir. Yeah. And ADA's approach to financing infrastructure is focused on commerce and industry rather than, you know, public needs or policy-related things. We are supportive of, you know, Department of Defense types projects, or and from time to time we'll get involved in a DOE project, and we don't demand the same type of return. But we always look at what the revenue source is, you know, how sure we are of the resource and the resource's ability to pay, whether it's oil and gas or minerals, or if it is a policy project that sources funds like the Cantonelli Readiness Center. At JBEAR, which is in partnership with the DMVA and the federal government.
Okay.
I just think there's room for improvement. So I, you know, I agree with Greg here. Greg said it eloquently. I said it kind of plain. But anyway, Greg's right on point. And I just think there's I just think we need to take a stronger look at some of the things that the lending institutions do not want to. Do not want to invest in, and it seems to me, since I've been on this board, that we're good at loaning money only if the bank approves it, and the bank has already got skin in the game. And shoot, Mr. Cuddy's the most conservative banker in the world, and we carry a lot of his stuff, and he only loans money when you don't need it. He's a great guy; he's my banker. Don't get me wrong, tell you, but he's dead, and he always loaned me money, so that tells you something. But he's conservative, so I'm just saying. It seems to me that we do help. But I just think that we have a lot of money that's not making much rate of return, and I just think we could possibly do a better job.
Any comments, John?
There is always the balance between risk and return that we consider, and part of the reason we have changed some of the staffing within the authority is to work on more performance-based financing, where we can work at an earlier stage with a developer, but the developer is meeting its commitments and reaching its milestones, and we can provide financing in alignment with the developer meeting their milestones. So, and all of these items are, in our view, things that we discuss in the strategic planning session with the board about our current approaches and investment policies and our ideas for potential, you know, modifications or additions to the existing programs.
Okay. Thank you.
Further comments? Well, I'd like to talk to John and staff, Corinne, Sherry. Good to see Jerry as always. He didn't have to say anything today. That's pretty good for us.
He was ready, though.
Yeah, he was ready.
Always ready.
Yeah. I will take a motion for adjournment.
So moves.
Second.
We're adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate your participation.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julie, online.